Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
You're listening to the Sans Pants Network.
Hey, just a quick content warning for the start of the episode. If you like a coherent podcast, you're about to get four content warnings in a row. So just skip ahead 45 seconds if you're looking for somewhere to base yourself in the podcast. Yeah. Anyway, great episode. Had fun with the guests. See you soon.
Warning, warning, this podcast will give you diarrhea. Warning, warning, have fun.
Hey, just jumping in with a content warning for today's episode of Thumb Cramps. In the intro, Ruby does F and or Jeff. So if that isn't your cup of tea, just skip ahead a little bit. Hey, enjoy the episode.
Hey, just a little content warning for Dusha's, content warning for Ruby's, content warning. Dusha, if you're, I don't know if you're turned off by people describing something as an F when in fact they're a soft F, i.e. frickin', then maybe this is not the content warning for you. Just letting you know. Okay. Have a good time. Enjoy the episode.
Hey guys, just a bit of a content warning that the podcast that you're about to listen to is sick. It's fucking sick. It's so good and it rocks and you should keep listening. That's the content warning. Just that the content's gonna be freaking sweet, just like Family Guy. All right, have fun.
Hey everyone, thanks for jumping into this episode of Thumb Cramps. Great episode this week. A lot of funny moments in our reviews. So this is episode 246, and we had a lot of fun recording it with a little special guest that some of you may know. So yeah, thanks so much, and I hope you enjoy this episode. And until next time, keep gaming. Hey man,
what
are these games good? Ghost?
Nice, they're scrubbing that.
Hey everyone, and welcome to this week's episode of Thumb Cramps, a video game review podcast for everyone whose thumbs are cramping, and it is still good, Gus.
It's still good, Gus. Thank good God.
It is the month of August, which all gamers know as good Gus, where you do. Look at video games and you say, are these games good,
Gus? Hang on a second. Is this game good, Gus, even? That's what gamers do in August.
That's how gamers celebrate August.
Hey, brother! Quick freaking question about the games.
What's up?
Is this game even freaking good, Gus, for me? And then you say, actually, yeah, GTA Vice City Stories? Brother, it's good, Gus.
Yeah, the Ballad of Gay Tony. Yeah, it's good, Gus, bro. Yeah,
it's good, Gus, as hell. The motorbike one wasn't as good, but they were good DLCs. Anyway, yes.
And speaking of good guest, we've actually brought in one of our good guesters for friends. And I'd just like to quickly take this moment to introduce a very special friend, a very special guest, Ruby Innes.
Woo! I would argue that I am your best friend.
That's true.
You are my best friend. Yeah. Best guest friend.
Sorry. So we're celebrating good guest with our best guest friend.
Our bestest guest?
There we go. Yeah. That was perfect. So I'm just taking some Nurofen right now. I've got a headache. Yeah.
Is it from us? Did we do it?
This podcast won't help.
that intro took me for a bit of a loop.
Yeah, that's fair.
So correct me if I'm wrong. Was the bit that you started at the end, was that your bit?
The bit was... listeners, I was just like, hey, don't jump in when I start. I just got a funny idea.
Yeah.
And it's because I'd heard a bunch of podcasts that I don't usually listen to. And while they're editing it, they've edited in themselves with an intro. And I don't know why podcasts do it. We're like, hey, everyone, thanks so much for...
Hey, thanks again for listening. Really great. Welcome to episode 65 of the Tony Soprano cast. It's a really good episode today. We, at 16:14, we discussed this thing Tony Soprano did. Yeah, anyway, enjoy the show.
Yeah.
Thanks a bunch. And you're like, brother, I'm sitting right here. You stop selling on board.
It was starting. Yeah. Not only did I know the podcast that I was listening to, I also knew that it was starting now.
You're preaching to the converted.
My most the most recent episode of my podcast, which will be out on the same day today, Pocket Buds, that's right. I had to put in a content warning.
Oh, yeah.
Because we started talking about some spooky, scary stuff, and then like some actual real life spooky, scary stuff, like child predators on the internet.
Oh, yes. Oh, yeah.
And cannibalism.
That's awesome.
And life leak. So like I had to, I had to go like, hey, just warning, there's some kind of pretty heavy topics we're talking about. And then immediately after I had like a fun little cut of like my guest and I talking about like, yeah, we were raised by the internet. Woo, woo, woo. Like we have fun. It's like, hopefully that goes okay.
Yeah, maybe we should start putting a content warning for every episode of Thumb Cram. So I'm like, hey, everyone, just popping in on top to let everyone know that a bit of a trigger warning for anyone who fears deranged content. And
if you like bad, if you don't like bad podcasts, this is just like, this is your opportunity to click unsubscribe. The only content warning I've ever had to do for a podcast was for our podcast, Jackson Bailey Spooks America, about a bridge in England that dogs love to jump off. Called the Overturn Bridge or the Overturn Bridge. And I'm like, look, in the episode, obviously, because it's very absurd, we are laughing at it. But just, if that's not your cup of tea, dogs jumping off a bridge.
If you can't find the humor in this,
I get it. Just a little water.
Fair enough.
I'm
happy to record a content warning for you guys if you like.
Thanks. Okay, if you could, that'd be awesome.
One moment. Hey guys, just a bit of a content warning that the podcast that you're about to listen to is sick. It's fucking sick. It's so good and it rocks and you should keep listening. That's the content warning. Just that the content's going to be freaking sweet. Just like Family Guy. All right, have fun.
Hey, just jumping in with a content warning for today's episode of Thumb Cramps. In the intro, Ruby does F and or Jeff. So if...
You can bleep it out.
So if that isn't your cup of tea, just skip ahead a little bit. Hey, enjoy the episode.
Hey, just a little content warning for Dusha's content warning for Ruby's content warning. Dusha, if you're, I don't know if you're turned off by people describing something as an F when in fact they're a soft F, i.e. frickin'... then maybe this is not the content warning for you. Just letting you know. Okay. Have a good time. Enjoy the episode.
Hey, just a quick content warning for the start of the episode. If you like a coherent podcast, you're about to get four content warnings in a row. So,
including this one.
So, just skip ahead 45 seconds if you're looking for somewhere to base yourself in the podcast. Yeah. Anyway, great episode. Had fun with the guests. See you soon.
Oh, and one more. Sorry.
Yeah, of course. Please.
Warning, this podcast will give you diarrhea. Warning, have fun.
That's the only one we really need, to be honest.
And today we're looking at a little game called Fortnite.
It's just so awesome, the preamble into reviewing Fortnite. But Fortnite's one of those games you got to ask, is this freaking good, Gist?
Fortnite has been, I reckon, Thumb Cramps' white whale.
It truly has.
Yeah, on TikTok, on Instagram Reels, on Facebook, in Minions Facebook groups. Everyone's posting screenshots of Fortnite, and we're looking at it, and we're going like, huh? What's going on in there?
I'm looking, I'm thinking, I would like to be Ariana Grande shooting man.
Yeah!
And this the game that let me.
And so this week,
Perfect game.
To celebrate Goodgist, I was like, time for me to get to the bottom of this. Is Fortnite Goodgist?
Yeah, that's my question.
And listeners, I have a pretty big revelation.
I'm excited.
I think I've accidentally become a Fortnite guy.
Yeah, there we go. It happens to everyone. It happens to everyone. Yeah. I know because I was exactly the same.
I was like, this will be funny. And then I played four games in a row.
You got two. I mean, I don't know if this is a spoiler for later in the review, but you did get two victory royales.
Back to back.
Back to back. Double whammy. Both barrels.
Whoa, we were.
Yeah, so I got the emote that shows my crown because I won two games in a row.
Nice.
I was the guy to kill in the second game and they did not kill me.
Now, I get a question for you. So,
have I won since? Yeah, brother. I've got five Victory Royales
now. No, I was going to ask, did you buy a skin?
No, I didn't.
That would be the first thing I would do, jumping into Fortnite, spend too much money on a skin.
I think the one thing that I need to put a huge caveat on my time with Fortnite is I do not understand any of the menus at all and have not built a single thing in the game.
That seems scary, building stuff.
It is just one button. I thought it would be way more complicated.
How does that work?
So you press a button, and then there's so one button turns it into build mode, I guess.
Okay.
And then a wall like floats where you want it, and then you just press the same button.
How do you build a ramp?
Well, then you just scroll across. You press one button, scroll across. Okay. Yeah,
I get it.
But nothing fills me with more joy than, I mean, obviously, I guess with Fortnite, it is worth noting that, yeah, I won two games in a row pretty early on.
Yeah.
I think it was my third and fourth game. Chances are, and something that we'll address again when we get to the email segment of this show, is that because this is such a massive online game, there is a very big chance that because I was obviously a level one player, that I was playing with bots.
Oh, okay, yes.
They definitely weren't all bots because you can't program bots to play like children.
Yeah,
and
I
guess that
true.
Leads directly into my other caveat. I was definitely playing with actual children.
That's awesome.
Yeah, it was awesome.
Did they talk shit at you?
No voice chat.
That's a shame, dude.
Can't remember if I had it disabled or not because I am playing it on a PS5 in a living room in my house.
Maybe you don't want to hear
whatever
yammering.
They're going to say.
Yeah. Yeah, that's fair.
But I still remember my first kill.
Oh, yeah?
It was Goku.
Oh, you got his ass.
I killed Goku with a shotgun.
Finally.
Yeah.
Someone's taking him down.
And then I took his... Because there's Naruto season in Fortnite at the moment.
I saw that.
Oh, I thought... Is it not Jujutsu Kaisen?
Am
I wrong?
I think it's Naruto season because when you talked about how much fun you were having with Fortnite, I immediately downloaded it and saw a bunch of Naruto guys on the download screen.
And
I think it said Naruto, but maybe I'm wrong and or dumb, so I'm not sure.
I'm pretty sure.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure it's Jujutsu Kaisen.
Huh, that's
just like
okay. So what confused me is a lot of the weapons still in the game are from the Naruto season, so I recognize them as Naruto things.
I see.
But yeah, Jujutsu Kaisen makes more sense because people are talking about that. Mm. When was the last time prior to this you heard someone talk about one of the biggest anime properties in the world, Naruto? Never? Yeah, that's what I thought.
Yeah.
I want to know about it.
Yeah. I know he's got a son named Boruto, which
Boruto.
Seems hard to believe.
Oh, yeah, Boruto.
Yeah,
but apparently that's true.
He runs good.
Does not Naruto run good?
No. But I mean, they all run good.
Naruto runs good.
Okay. You seen where he puts those arms, bro?
Right behind him. It is a fun way to run, I have to admit.
Yeah, so...
Having run that way myself is fun.
We've all tried out a Naruto
We've all done
run.
A Naruto run in our life.
So,
I think we've all done...
We can admit to one another. Right. This is a safe place, okay?
I killed Goku, got this big energy blast that this guy was trying to kill me with, and then used that to kill another guy, and I was like, oh my god, I just got two kills in a row. I thought I would be terrible at Fortnite.
Yeah, that rules.
I guess started getting a little bit better. And like I said, have not built a single thing, so am I playing Fortnite the way the game wants me to play it? Probably not really, but that's okay.
Are you playing what is known as buildless?
Zero build?
That's what I meant.
Zero build.
Yeah. I'm a gamer.
I've brought my zero build energy into a regular Battle Royale map.
Yeah.
And it's happened multiple times where presumably a child has... I've hit them with a shotgun.
Yeah.
So they panic build a wall, and then I just shoot through the wall, break the wall,
and then
shoot them in the guts.
That's awesome.
And it's good to know that their last moments would have been panicked because they panicked building a wall.
That is awesome.
Yeah. One other thing that I do that is I find great joy in, but I know that on the other side of the world or the other side of the country, maybe even in the same suburb as
me,
hard to say.
Yeah.
I'm so bad at stealing kills.
That's great.
See two people having a gunfight, I just roll in, shoot both in the back. Check your six, guys.
There's nothing wrong with it.
Absolutely.
I think the whole idea of stealing kills is stupid.
It's childish.
I think it's dumb.
Yeah.
You know what? If someone gets there first, they get the first.
Exactly. First come, first serve.
Oh, that was my kill. It's a video game.
It's actually no one's kill.
Yeah.
Until they're dead.
Here
then it's a kill.
Here
exactly.
Okay.
Here at Thumbcams, we support sneaking up to a firefight and shooting someone in the back.
And screen cheating.
Yeah, bingo. Most of all.
Screen cheating's awesome.
If they didn't want you to...
How else am I going to win?
If they didn't want us to screen cheat, they wouldn't put it on the screen.
I've actually... This is going to sound like a lie, but I've never screen cheated in my life because I know the moment I'm not paying attention to my screen, I will die. I take my eyes off myself. When I come, I'm like, where are they? And I've been shot. So,
yeah.
But yeah, my rinse and repeat method of playing Fortnite is jump into a game,
mm-hmm.
not pay for anything because the menus are confusing and I can't figure out if in-game stuff, like, because there is currency in-game that's not V-Bucks.
Okay.
And I can't figure out if I can get stuff with that without buying V-Bucks, but the first screen that you enter on Fortnite, you have to press triangle on the PlayStation controller to jump into the game, and if you press X...
You buy something?
It takes you to the V-Bucks store.
Okay.
So that gives you an indication of how...
the V-Bucks store.
Yeah, V-Bucks. Yeah.
Hey, V-Bucks.
Does it have seasons?
Yeah, it's season...
Does it got like a season pass thing?
Yeah.
Okay. Because I know in some games you get like the season pass, and it's like you're going to unlock stuff by playing... But then there's like premium stuff that you're going to unlock if you buy the season pass.
I cannot stress enough that I went through the menus and none of it made sense to me. And then when I figured out how to just jump into a game, I was like,
That's all I want.
This is me. I'm level 24 now.
Whoa. How many games do you think you've played?
I think I've put like 4 hours in.
That's crazy. You're getting Fortnite pilled over here.
Yeah, I've been Fortnite pilled.
Do you think the same thing will happen? Like, I think, you know, with that white whale dead, then our next greatest white whale, despite you having played it, is Overwatch 2.
I've played Overwatch.
Yeah.
I haven't played Overwatch 2, but it was a similar sensation
to the point when
I jumped in Overwatch as Fortnite, except I'm better at Fortnite.
That was kind of my fear as well when I jumped into Dota 2. I was like, what if... Imagine.
Yeah.
Thank God it didn't pay. Thank God.
You got ganked?
I got ganked? I don't know what was happening, dude. I could not tell you what was going on.
I just know for sure you weren't clicking enough.
I was not clicking enough. That's very true.
But I don't know if I'm bringing the wrong mindset into Fortnite and therefore, like, I am doing pretty well because I'm not doing what the game wants me to do.
Oh, yeah.
Because at the moment, and I don't know if this happens in all seasons... Basically, the game starts, you're on the battle boss.
Right. Where you dropping?
Yeah. Where we dropping, boys?
Yeah.
You jump off the battle boss, you find a spot, and then there's a timer.
Right.
And when the timer goes off, a storm starts.
Yeah.
And if you're stuck in the storm, you take 1 damage per second, and the storm slowly like covers more and more of the map until there's just like a little circle in the middle. So basically what I do is I just drop near where I assume the little circle is going to be, rummage around, find the gun I want, then start picking people off that are running towards the area, building nothing.
That just feels like a good strategy.
And just hanging out.
Yeah.
Like the middle?
Yeah.
You drop at the middle?
Yeah.
That is like the scariest place to drop.
Well, that's how I keep winning.
Yeah. You got to face your fears, dude.
Stay winning. Because, yeah,
I
find a gun straight away. And then, because no one else has good guns yet. So I just kill them. And then I'm like, all right.
Maybe you...
And also, kill them in cheap ways.
Yeah.
See someone running away, sneak up behind them.
Yeah, well, of course, dude. That's how you
If they're running towards me, hide!
No such thing as fair combat in a video game.
Found a way that you can stand on the corner, and then if you swing the camera around, you can see around the corner.
Yeah.
Handy!
Cheating? Well, not even cheating. Being cheeky. It should be allowed. Button mashing in fighting games. If I, as Kuma the Bear, can just keep donking you with one move again and again and again until you die...
Then Tekken's not for you.
I'm playing the game, brother. What do you think's happening?
I think one of my favorite moments in Fortnite is because there's vehicles and they're fun to drive.
Yeah.
But no one really seems to drive them in my experience. So I often just hoon around and hit a guy but just keep driving. Yeah, so they're not dead. They've just been hit by a car.
That is good.
Shot up in the air. Because all the environments are destructible,
it's
also good to drive a car through a house. House collapses. Someone tried to kill me with a car, but missed me and hit a petrol station, which exploded and killed them.
That's awesome, man.
It's just a lot going on.
Yeah, I'm into it.
Will I keep playing Fortnite?
It sounds like you're gonna.
Yeah, I'm gonna keep playing Fortnite.
And I have Fortnite downloaded too. Surely it's got crossplay.
It does.
Yeah, so maybe we'll be playing Fortnite together.
Brother, where are we dropping?
Where are we dropping off the battle bus, baby? That's exciting.
There's a button
stuff.
To thank the driver.
I thought you were going to say there's a button to thank God. Whoa, Fortnite's weird.
Fortnite, just asking, where is the button to pray and thank the Lord?
Yeah, if I'm thankful, how do I tell the video game?
Yeah, well, I get around that because every time I drop and when I land, I just look straight up.
Oh, nice. That is where God is.
And I say, thanks, God.
Yeah.
I do get, you know, the ancient.
And that's why you keep winning.
Yeah. I'm staying prayed up.
The ancient, you know, Greeks said that the gods lived on top of a mountain. I get that. That's where I would think they'd live too, you know? If I'm like, they're
off. If I had to like think of a place immediately, like if someone was like, where does God live?
Yeah.
I'd be like, high.
Yeah, high up. Either in clouds
or
on mountain.
Obviously not in the clouds. Well, in the clouds doesn't make too much sense because clouds are just water, right?
You can't build
a house
on
clouds.
So
they're not thick. You can't stand on it.
Yeah.
But like up on a high mountain, I believe it.
I'm there. See, it's like, I'm not going there. Seems hard to get to.
See, I would assume, and obviously everything else I know around it paints this differently. But if I had no knowledge of religion, or like, where does God live? I would be like, in the middle of the earth.
That seems dangerous for you to believe. That's how Satanism happens.
What, the gods in the middle
of the
earth?
Yeah, everybody else thinks God's up high. You're the guy who thinks God's down low. I'm like, but the up high is where it's all nice. Down low is where it's all dirty. Bad God.
Oh, no! And I think that our crosses should be upside down. I'm going to kill that goat.
Yeah, that's smart.
Yeah. I don't think I'm gonna... Okay, so here's another thing that happened in my head that I was deeply ashamed of. When I started, I was like, even if I like this V-Bucks, no temptation whatsoever. Yeah. But now that I'm like level 25 or whatever, and I just look like the basic guy...
Yeah, thinking about doing it?
No, I had one intrusive thought of like, oh man, my guy sucks.
Yeah?
And then I was like, no, 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 no. We're not buying skins. We're just killing bots youth.
I think you should be allowed to buy one funny skin. That's the law. That's the law I'm going to abide by.
Yeah,
you can have one funny skin. That's okay.
Who will be added to Fortnite next season?
Fry from Futurama?
Oh,
isn't he in it already?
I haven't seen him.
Be Bender!
Oh, Bender.
Kiss my shiny metal ass! That could be you.
Cool.
On the bang bus or whatever.
Yeah, you gotta thank the driver on the bang bus.
Hey, man, you're doing a wonderful job. Thanks for driving us around.
Thank you so much.
This has been a super
lift.
Smooth
I
ride,
really
so I really appreciate it.
Yeah. Where we coming, boys? Bang bus rocks.
It is awesome, dude, but I'm scared
that you'll catch the wrong bus.
I was scared when we were in the UK that I'd catch the wrong taxi.
Yeah.
And I'd accidentally be in
and
a fake taxi.
And you think you were going to be in a fake taxi.
And I was going to have to eat that guy's ass or whatever.
That is a staple.
I'm just trying to get to the freaking
movies.
And he's like, all right, slob on me, knob.
Damn it. Britain has unexpected dangers.
Righto, love. Where are you off to?
I'm just trying to go to the freaking... What's that? The London
Big
Eye.
Big Ben.
Big Ben.
Oh, there's some
and
nice...
he's like, what about this, Big Ben?
Oh,
and then
shoot.
He whips it out.
I'm on the fake taxi.
Jeez.
Oh, beans.
Jeez, speaking of heck. Big Bens, check out those Big Bens you've got in your shirt, love.
I like your fake taxi guy because he sounds like he's on the verge of a heart attack. He does look like he's on the verge of a heart attack, to be honest.
One more rim job, it could spell the end for me, but for some reason, that's a staple of our series.
Coming up.
What if you're watching a fake taxi? The guy just died.
Coming up from his ass and like looking over his dick and he's just like across his eyes.
Oh my gosh.
Oh shit, dude.
Oh boy. Oh man.
My day in London's been crazy.
Just my luck.
I'm going to have to message my friends and say I'm not going to make the movie. How many thumbs for Fortnite? What are we talking?
I can see myself.
Can I quickly say something about Fortnite before
you can.
We move on?
Absolutely.
I think Fortnite is so cool. I think it rocks. It's awesome. My friend screen recorded the Ariana Grande concert as well as like a couple of the season finales of Fortnite. And the way that they do it, just having like this one time event that like you have to sign on at a certain time and everybody who's there is like there live, and you're kind of just like experiencing this once in a lifetime phenomenon within a video game, like unironically, that is so cool.
Yeah.
And like I can't think of any other game that's been able to do that. And like the only other game that I think could have been able to do that is potentially Overwatch, and they absolutely blew it.
It recently, as of this week, got released on Steam and has the worst approval rate on any game in Steam history.
Wazza.
I feel like that they may have torched their fan base a little bit.
Yeah, just a somewhat.
Just a tad.
Yeah.
Just a whittle, yeah.
I will say that I watched 100 Gex and Charlie XCX DJ in Fortnite.
Yeah.
Minecraft.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah, it was crazy to see like 100 Steves just lose their minds.
That's so good. Yeah. So five thumbs, you reckon?
I reckon I'll go four thumbs because there is definitely points of the game where I'm like, that's not good.
Okay, yeah.
But then I'm dropping from the battle bus and I've forgotten all about it.
That's awesome. It makes me want. I will probably play it tonight when I go home to my house. Yeah.
Everyone should play Fortnite. It's free.
Yeah.
Just make sure you read.
Don't buy something you don't want to, but you can play Fortnite for free.
The game doesn't trick you, but gets as close to being a trick as you could be without being a trick.
Yeah, that's funny.
Yeah. Anyway, Jackson, what have you been playing?
Well, I have been playing a game, but what I have to is more of an announcement. And some people might say this is a bit early.
Oh my god, hang on, I'm so sorry. I just want to say.
Yeah.
Fortnite?
Oh yeah.
It's good, Gist.
Oh, thank god, dude. We nearly missed saying that.
I was waiting.
Yeah, it's freaking good, Gist.
Dude, it's freaking good, Gist.
Hell yeah. I'm so glad, dude. I'm so glad.
Yeah.
Well, I basically want to announce that I've continued to play Shadow Man, okay? And I'm becoming pretty obsessed with this game to a pretty dangerous degree. I would say I play it like once every 2 days.
Yeah.
For about a couple of hours, I sit down on my little television.
When you say, baby, don't talk to me, Shadow Man.
I gotta go into Shadow Man. So I figured out the main thrust of the game now. You know, it was early days when I first started playing it. So you have multiple levels in Deadside.
Yep.
Okay, which is the sort of, I guess, the hub area. And from Deadside, you access the asylum. And the asylum is where the five serial killers, who are, unfortunately, I've discovered, not real serial killers. Which is very disappointing.
Isn't Jeffrey...
No, Jeffrey Dahmer is mentioned by your friend who is a snake, but he's not one of the serial
killers. He's not in the game. That's sad.
So the serial killers...
That's
cool. Yeah. I thought...
Not the Jeffrey Dahmer, but the friend that's a snake.
He's awesome. He's a skeleton snake in a top hat, and he's got an Irish accent. His name's Jaunty.
I watched a TikTok today of a snake being born.
Whoa! Wait, out of...
What was that like?
Snussy or an egg?
Out of an egg. But I did see the egg come out of the snussy, I guess.
That's pretty cool.
Shot from a tasteful angle, though, so...
A tasteful snake.
That's a relief.
Yeah, that's really good.
I didn't see
I was worried it wasn't going to be tasteful.
Yeah.
So you have, Deadside, then you have the asylum. And the asylum has the serial killers. And the serial killers are, for some reason, flayed... in various of the different levels of the asylum. And you need to get something called like a retractor from somewhere else in their specific level, which you take to their flayed body and you clamp it onto their chest, and then you get sucked into the refractor and you end up in real. And then in real, you have to find their real life body, and that's its own level.
So, you're in a hub world.
You're in a hub world called Deadside, which is like the afterlife.
Which is,
and you can go there because you're the Shadow Man.
And you go into an asylum.
Right. Yeah, but the asylum was made by the devil. Okay.
And in the asylum,
you can find dead bodies of the five serial killers who are like the main bosses.
Yep.
And you also on their levels, because they each have an individual level, i.e. the toy room or the cages or whatever, you find, it looks like kind of like a butterfly clip.
Yep.
You put that on their dead bodies, which are in the asylum.
Yep.
You go through the hole you make.
Yep.
It makes a hole.
Yep.
Then you end up in a real world location.
So a level.
So a level that you have to. So the two that I've unlocked are a campground. Where the only enemies are dogs and alligators. It feels so bad to shoot a dog, but you do it quite a bit in Shadow Man. And a prison is the other one, which you're just shooting prison guards. And I think some dogs, from memory.
I hope dogs are just a recurring thing.
They are. In all the real world levels, the dogs are the enemies. It was not the best decision on the part of the creators of Shadow Man. The game basically plays, I'm realizing now, quite a bit like a Metroidvaria. So as you unlock things, you go back to previous levels and you can access further areas. The things that you can unlock is stuff like a torch, which you can burn down some like cloth walls with that lets you access different areas. I recently went into a fire temple and got tattoos on my arms that mean that I can climb fire ledges. And there are other places to get tattoos on my legs so I can walk in fire.
That's awesome.
Then tattoos on my chest so I can swim in fire.
That's sick.
It's good stuff. You also are slowly, I don't really know why, collecting three parts of a dagger. Don't know.
Yeah,
don't know why I'm doing that.
Not every video game should tell you what's going on.
And let me tell you, Shadow Man doesn't tell you anything. No game has told me less than Shadow Man. I think when we talked about it, when I first reviewed it, we said that did it inspire Dark Souls? Partially because there are Dark Souls in the game. But there is so much Dark Souls in this game. You're unlocking shortcuts all the time. The levels are really interconnected.
I can't remember if I said
this weird.
When I said, hey, I'm pretty sure Shadow Man...
Yeah.
Inspired Dark Souls, but like I'm like actually pretty confident that I've read that they're like, Shadow Man was a big influence on the game.
If it didn't, I would be so shocked.
Yeah.
Because there's so much of Dark Souls early DNA in the way the Shadow Man levels play out, even in the way you move around the enemies. I have gotten multiple other voodoo weapons. I don't really know what I'm meant to do with them. There's still a lot of that going on. One thing
and
I did.
You're playing the remaster, right?
Yes, on Steam. Yeah. On the Nintendo Switch is how I'm playing it. Yeah. I'm playing Shadow Man for the Nintendo 64 for the Nintendo Switch. Did I say Nintendo 64?
The Nintendo 64.
The Nintendo 64. So what was I saying? Yeah, another thing that I realized is that this whole time in my inventory, I've had an item called the Prophecy, and I didn't know what that was. And I finally clicked on it, and the first few pages are just like, hey, basically giving you like what you need to do in the game. It's like, hey, Shadow Man, go into the asylum, save the day. But then I realized that the back half, in this really hard to understand way, again, very Dark Souls, it tells you what every item you can get does. So there'll be like a drawing of something that kind of looks like the flame torch you get.
Yeah.
And it'll be like, you know,
hear ye, Shadow Man.
Yeah, it'll be like, shine bright, Shadow Man. And you're like, oh, okay.
It lights up the room.
Another thing, so you know I said there were meat doors?
Yeah, you did say there were meat doors.
So that Shadow Man, he'll like grab the handle for the meat door.
Ruby, every time we say meat door, you scrunch up your face.
What's wrong with the meat door?
Yeah.
It explodes when he opens it into a shower of meat. And Shadow Man opens it by grabbing a controller and going, and then it opens. And electricity comes out of his head, and there's like panels around the door, and you need a certain amount of Dark Souls to open different doors. But it doesn't tell you how many you need. Like, you would think to open a 5 door, you would need 5. No, you need 15. I found out after a while. So, it's good and confusing.
It's cool to have exploding
meat. I kind of like how hard this game is to follow.
It's really, truly baffling. It's hard to follow when I am playing it. So often I'll be rolling around an area being like, what the hell am I doing? The area I just unlocked, which is called the Toy Room, is in the asylum. And it's full of like laboratory equipment where they're doing experiments, including these horrible new enemies that are like man dogs, which are really nasty. And it just seems like a laboratory, but in the background it has like squeaky hammer noises and children laughing, which is very upsetting.
Cool.
It's also a great game because it keeps saying the name of the game as you play it.
Yeah.
The soundtrack will be like, Shadow Man! And then there's, horrible enemies that say, Shadow Man! Shadow Man continues to be hilarious. He takes damage and just says, shit. It's so funny.
Okay.
And the voice acting is the flat. That's literally, I was in a boss fight. This lady was firing energy beams at me every time I got hit. Just for, like, he says it sometimes when he gets hit. Other times he just makes a grunt. But in this boss fight specifically, like, every time he was like, damn. Damn.
Cool.
Shit. It's so funny. It's my game of the year as well. It's got to be my game of the year. I'm locking it in.
Sorry, Zelda.
Sorry, Breath of Tears of the Kingdom.
Try again next year.
Yeah, nice try. You got to do pretty well. Get up pretty early to beat Shadow Man Remastered. Plus, as I discovered as well, and what a moment of serendipity this is, next year, there's a Shadow Man game coming out.
What?
Shadow Man's back.
Really?
Yeah, there's a new Shadow Man game for the PC and others.
High profile release by the sounds of things.
Yeah, Shadow Man is returning to your video game console of choice. So maybe this is a bit early to call it as well, but I'm going to say 2024 is the year of the Shadow Man. Okay? Well,
you should try and track down Shadow Man the Second Coming, where the S in second is the number two. And also
the two seconds coming, yeah.
And I mentioned this last week or maybe the week before, but is also the Shadow Man game that got hit with critical backlash because Acclaim started offering cash incentives to put an advertisement of Shadow Man the Second Coming on real-life gravestones. When your loved ones died, you could mourn them by celebrating the upcoming release of Shadow Man.
That's so funny.
That's so funny.
That's awesome. What are you doing with it? You're dead.
And then Acclaim tried to, because people were like, that's bad.
It's in bad taste.
And then they were like, no, it's good, because if people need money, this is a thing they can do. They hit back. They clapped back. And let me just say, put whatever you want on my tombstone.
Yeah, who cares? I hope my tombstone's advertising Kentucky Fried Chicken. I'll have a little little scent box on it that puffs out fried chicken flavor.
Brother, I'm going to make sure that your gravestone is the first ever dog urinal.
Well, that's exciting.
You're going to make history books.
That's good stuff. It can funnel down into my grave, into my coffin.
Yeah.
And when they open it up to get rid of me eventually because of the smell, they'll say, wow, he was pickled in dog piss. That's a great deal of disrespect.
And then I'll pop up, I'm still alive.
Yeah,
I'm
looking the same.
No, it's fine. He made history.
Yeah, that's true. I will take great pride in
it. Yeah, it's actually good. I only wish I charged for the dogs to piss. Oh, well.
So Shadow Man, incredible game. It's my Gotti. Gotti. It's my Gotti.
10 thumbs.
10 thumbs. I hope Levins plays it. He said he wouldn't, which is pretty rude. But, I mean, we have a kind of a covenant, a deal, so.
Well, yeah, there's a theme coming to Thumbcramps next month that means that you might have to confront him face to face.
Well, I will. Yeah. I will confront him face to face. I won't hold back.
Play Shadow Man. No.
Okay.
Sorry.
I'll stop now.
I'm sorry, Levins. That was stupid for me to even suggest it.
Just
I'll
keep
never
making,
ask again.
Yeah, just keep making them TikToks. Yeah, don't worry about me.
Don't worry about me. I'll be fine. And then I just walk away. Where's Jackson going?
He's gone off to die so I can turn his grave into the first ever dog urinal. They're going to pull him out in 50 years and he's going to be pickled in dog piss.
Oh.
Don't you forget about me.
The thing is, though, every grave is a dog urinal if there's a dog around the graveyard.
That's true.
So. That's true.
Dogs don't respect the dead. That is
no, they don't know what death is, which some could say is quite scary and sad.
Yeah, that's true. But they're not aware of their own mortality, so that's kind of nice.
Well, they can chase cars. Yeah. They don't care.
Yeah. That's if I could have any superpower, it would be to make dogs aware of their own mortality. Oh my god.
Speaking of being deeply aware of your own mortality, I'm actually reviewing the experience of being in a shopping center.
Okay.
Yes!
Nice!
So I, the other day, had to go to my local shopping center.
Uh-huh.
And I think in the spirit of Goodgist and are these games actually good, I think it came to the creation of the shopping center, the guy who created them, Mr. Shopping Center,
they're
named after, had this idea. And he went, what if instead of one shop, there was more and they were all in the one building?
Uh-huh.
for convenience.
Yeah,
and that's
when they said that to him.
Yeah.
When he said that to them, the big, you know, big shop.
Yeah, I know big shop.
Mr. Big single shop.
Yeah.
Big when Mr. Shopping Center went to Big Shop and proposed his idea of, you know, a little something he liked to call a shopping center. They laughed in his face.
That's
and they
disgusting.
Said, that will never happen because shops will always be one building and it's just the shop. So get out of here. Get out of here and never come back. And he was crying and he was running away. Yeah.
Not Mr. Shopping Santa.
Yeah, that's sad.
And that's sad for him.
I know, it's so sad. And then he met somebody. Uh-huh. He met somebody as he was running out. And he was running out crying. He couldn't see because there were so many tears in his eyes.
Mm-hmm.
And he bumped into somebody who was, you know, walking in the exact same direction and looking right at him. So you'd actually think that he'd walk out of the way.
Yeah.
But no, he was looking right at him and walking towards him. And they crashed and fell down. And he's like, oh, my God, I'm so sorry. Oh, my God, are you... And the other person says, that's right, I'm Mr. Parking Lot.
Whoa!
The famous Mr. Parking Lot.
This is how they met?
The famous Mr. Parking Lot. This is actually how Mr. Shopping Center and Mr. Parking Lot met.
That's
so
awesome.
So they were actually like both just at Big Shop at the same time.
What the hell?
And Mr. Parking Lot was like, why are you crying? Like, is everything okay? You look kind of gay. And Mr. Shopping Center was like, well, first of all, Mr. Parking Lot, you can't say that. That's like really inappropriate.
I'm glad
you can't just
out.
Call things gay.
Yeah.
Like, I'm gay and I really don't appreciate that. And something like that a lot of people didn't know and that history tends to omit is that Mr. Shopping Center was actually a gay man.
Yes, of course.
So, you know, gay rights. That was really cool. But basically he was like, I had this big idea that I was going to make a building that had lots of shops inside it rather than one building with one shop.
Mm.
And I was going to call it a shopping center because it was my idea that I had.
Yeah, it makes sense.
Because how convenient would it be to have all the shops you need to go to in one building?
Well, it seems great now, but it was such a radical idea back then.
It was such a radical idea at the time.
Yeah. Big Shop would never have let
even
that
imagine.
Happen.
No, yeah.
Because, like, you couldn't even imagine buildings that big.
No.
You know?
I couldn't even imagine like, two shops.
Yeah.
Right?
Shop
like, in the same
house?
Building?
Shopwood
Park?
I still remember the first time people said to me, hey, I'm going to go to the shops. And I said, shops?
You mean shop, right?
I was like,
you mean
go
shop.
To
you mean the one shop you go to.
You better drop that S.
Yeah,
not
that
in
was,
my house.
It was a less open-minded time back then, you know?
That's true. That is true.
So Mr. Parking Lot said, you know what, kid? You've got spunk. In fact, you've got gunk. And I like
good thing
that.
To have.
I like that gunk you've got and that spunk. So I'm going to take a chance on you because Mr. Parking Lot at the time, there weren't any shopping centers. They didn't exist yet.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But lots of parking lots did.
Yeah.
And so Mr. Parking Lot was a very wealthy guy.
Yeah, okay.
And so he decided to take a chance on Mr. Shopping Center and they joined forces. And he said, I'll tell you what, kid, I'll fund your idea. I'll help you make these shopping centers you so speak of, which he kind of said with a funny tone because to him it was kind of like saying like, oh yeah, I'll fund your John Smiths. You know, it was kind of weird. It's like, that's a name. See, I'll fund your shopping centers, but they got to have parking lots.
Yeah, right.
And then Mr. Shopping Center said, you know what? That's actually so perfect because with the amount of people that are going to come to the shopping center, because there's so many shops inside.
Yeah, of course.
They're going to need somewhere to put their
gotta
cars.
Got to go somewhere. Yeah, absolutely.
Like, shopping centers can traditionally attract anywhere between 5 and 5 million people per day.
Yeah, that's true.
Exactly. So it was kind of like destiny, really,
in a
way. Came to meet. And so when the first shopping center, which a lot of people don't know this, but it was actually in Wagga Wagga, came to be, everyone went crazy.
Yeah.
and it was filled to the brim. There was a McDonald's in
Whoa.
There. There was a KFC in there.
Whoa.
There was a Hungry Jack's in
Whoa.
There. There was a second McDonald's in there.
Oh, my God.
And there was also a JJ's.
That's
and
awesome.
Not to mention Rebel Sport.
Yeah, yeah.
And it was huge, right? Yeah. Everyone lost their minds. And ever since then, more and more shopping centres have just come around Australia and around the world. You know, it's huge. Yeah.
And you're telling us you've been to one.
Fast forward to now.
Yeah, okay. I'm there.
Yeah, so we fast forward 3 years.
Yeah.
We're here.
Yeah.
Okay.
Fast forward 3 years. And it's now.
Okay. Yep.
And I had to go to a shopping centre. And I whenever I go to the shopping center, I always bring my earbuds with me.
Yep.
Right.
Because the sound of shopping center is unlike anything else in the sense that it's the worst experience you could possibly ask for.
Mm-hmm.
Not only are you actively a part of every conversation you don't want to be, there are also about 15 to 20 different store playlists happening at once. And you happen to be able to hear all of them.
Yeah.
And that's very stressful.
Yeah.
I may or may not be autistic.
Right.
But basically, I have to wear my earbuds or else I want to kill myself.
Yeah, that's bad.
So I put them in. I put them in and I'm having a pretty good time.
Yes.
I'm having a pretty good time. I go to my first store.
Uh-huh.
I'm getting what I need to get. You know,
nice.
It's exciting.
Getting it done.
I see somebody I know.
Okay.
Hi, how you going? Bye.
Yeah.
Okay. Great. I keep buying.
Killing it, yeah.
I see another person that I know.
Okay.
Hey, awesome. Yeah, I'm good. No, I'm just, you know, I'm just shopping at the shopping center.
Yeah.
Yeah. Bye. See you later. I get back to my shopping.
Yep.
Yeah.
Another person has approached me.
Oh, my God.
Hey, do you use DoorDash? I'm like, yes, I do. Thank you. No, I'm all good.
Okay.
Thank
you.
I am constantly having to turn the noise cancelling of my earbuds on and off.
Yep.
To you know, take part in all these interactions.
Yeah, sure.
And in those moments, I am struck. In fact, it's kind of like getting shanked
in
an alleyway.
In a way,
I am shanked in an alleyway in the sense of having to hear noises again.
Yeah.
And that is terrifying.
It's horrendous.
To me. It is like taking a picture of a woodland creature and the woodland creature dying on impact from the shock of the flash. It's a lot, you know?
It's too much.
And then, you know, and that was just the first shop.
Yeah.
So I leave the shop.
Okay.
I'm hungry.
Uh-huh.
I'm hungry. I'm a little bit hungry. I'm going to get something to eat. I walk to the food court. There are 10 to 20 different options for me.
That's a lot.
Too many.
That's too many options.
Yeah.
I would prefer maybe one or two different McDonald's and maybe a Hungry Jack's or a KFC to choose from.
That's all you
but
need.
But now I'm being given many, many options, some of them the same, some of them different, ultimately all gourmet.
Right.
Mm.
And therefore, all very expensive.
Yeah, sure.
I am not getting a good deal at a single part of this food court. I am getting royally...
Jeffed?
I'm not... You know what? I'm getting royally jeffed.
Uh-huh.
And I'm losing my frickin' mind.
Yeah,
right?
Wow.
So I starve. I decide I'll just eat when I go home.
Don't eat.
It's fine. It's no problem. I need to go to the bathroom.
Okay.
I go to the bathroom,
nice.
First toilet I go into, somehow there is a used pad on the side of the bowl.
Oh.
So I leave that toilet.
Yeah, not for you. Yeah, fair enough.
Not for me.
That's the pad's toilet now.
It was occupied in reality.
Yeah.
I probably should have let the pad finish its business.
Yeah.
And the rest of them are locked except for the other one at the very end of the stall.
Mm-hmm.
I go in,
yep.
And there is a worker who is just like on their phone, I say, "I'm so sorry. Can I just use this bathroom?" And they look up at me like terrified, and they just went, "Oh, yeah, of course," and got up and ran away.
They were sitting on the toilet.
So they were basically taking a cheeky little break in the bathroom. Yeah,
yeah. And I'm
that's
like,
awesome.
"That's so fair."
Yeah.
But why did you not close and lock the door?
Yeah.
Did you think that nobody was just going to come to
the end? People got
how long
some
have
shit.
You been here?
Yeah.
Yeah.
What is happening right now? Did they like open the door and then get distracted by something and sit back down?
I
didn't know because I didn't hang
didn't
around
ask.
To ask.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
As someone who has kicked back on jobs like that before, I imagine what's happened is their thought process was, I'll just sit with the door open, then I can't sit down for too long because someone will come in and then they
no one comes in and
sucked it off by their phone.
Yeah. They're on island time.
Yeah, they're on island time. So that was my time in the toilet. I then went to the bathroom.
Yeah.
Did my business and left.
Nice.
I had to go to the supermarket that was there.
Okay.
Yeah.
So I went down. I see another person that I know. I made the mistake of being a very cool person to be around and
never
a real chill like that.
Yeah.
Because like, you know, unfortunately the rumors are true. I am a quirked up white girl.
Yeah.
I do have it like that.
I'm
goated with the sauce in fact.
That is true. That is true. Can't confirm.
And I'm chill and I like to hang out. So it's just something that I have to live with.
Yeah.
But I basically I try to avoid eye contact, but the second I thought about doing that, I'm like, actually, that's so mean.
Yeah.
That's so mean because I've said hi to everybody else. Like, why am I not? And so like I avoided for a second and then I went back around and I'm like, hi. Very quick. Hi.
Oh, that's good.
Walking past. Yeah, that was great.
A drive-by.
That was great.
Yeah.
Perfect. It was a drive-by high.
Yeah. You know, drive-by high is all right. Hi.
Yeah.
I copped that from a fan recently.
That's funny.
I walked out of a house, not my house.
Okay, nice.
Thankfully, just wanted to stress that in case the person is listening and is like, oh, that's where he lives. I do not live there. And now I sound like I'm protesting too much and that I do live there. I promise I don't live there. I walked out of the house and someone, as I was walking past, was just like, hey, love your podcast. Didn't stop walking.
That's good. That's a perfect interaction.
Whoa, that rocks. That's very cool. Shouts out.
Threw me off. They had the upper hand there.
I was like, tripped you over there.
Yeah, I was like, oh, my podcast, but they're bad. I had questions, but they were already
Figuring the distance.
They were gone.
Yeah.
It's none of your business.
Yeah.
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 Anyway, tell us more about your experience at the shopping center.
Yeah.
Thank you. So I went into the supermarket and I only needed two or three things.
Yeah.
Right.
So I got two to three things that I needed.
Yeah, cool.
I bumped into someone. I said sorry.
Yep.
They grunted.
Good.
What type of grunt?
Yep.
Grunts.
It was like and I was like, okay.
All right, sorry.
Okay, sorry.
You accidentally bumped into the gorilla at the shopping center.
Yeah, I bumped into the supermarket gorilla, unfortunately, which is the last person you want to bump into.
They flare their nostrils, you know?
Yeah. And so I kept walking, and then I went to the self-serve checkout because I don't want to bother anybody, especially people who are working. So I do it myself, right? And I tried to put my first thing through, which was branded, like supermarket brand.
Yeah, yeah.
Uh-huh.
And I scanned it, and the machine said, item not found. And I'm like, it's from you. It's yours.
It's your rice, dude.
Yeah. You made it. So I was like, oh, okay. And so a worker had to come and help me. And she had a name tag on and it said Ruby. I went, oh, my name's Ruby. And she's like, oh, haha. And then for some reason, I don't know why, I just said, haha, sorry.
That's awesome.
Why did I apologize?
Tough break.
Yeah, bummer.
Yeah. I had nothing to apologize for. I just kind of said it. I'm like, why am I think in the moment I was like, me saying anything to this person is a bother to them.
Yeah.
But yeah, I got my shit and I went and I said, thank you. And I left. And I tripped over my own feet as I walked out. And I once again forgot to put My earbuds have been doing a weird thing where they go in and out of ambient mode.
Oh,
so
no.
Like, as I was walking out and I tripped up a little, It decided to like go out of noise cancelling, and then I just got jump scared by shopping centre noise again. And I heard Michael Bublé's "Haven't Met You Yet," and I was like, I wasn't prepared for this. And everything was happening so much, but I got out of there.
Yeah,
that's good. Thank God.
I finally got out of there. And I will say, they may be somewhat convenient, but the sensory overload and the constant likelihood that you're going to either know someone or just have someone come up to you in a shopping center definitely brings the vibe down.
Yeah.
All the food court food was too expensive.
Yeah, I get that. What are we giving? How many thumbs for John Shopping Center's incredible invention?
The shopping center.
The shopping center, obviously.
Yeah. Convenience is kind of like all it's got.
Yeah. Really. Okay.
So considering there are a lot more nays than yays, I'm probably going to have to go with a 2.
Yep.
I would have given it a 1, but I am going to give it an extra point, just taking into the consideration that I might have been part of the problem. and maybe I simply wasn't made for shopping centers. So I'm going to give it a 2 out of 5 thumbs.
Wow, that's grim for shopping centers.
Centers good news. Gist.
Yeah, are they good gist? They're bad gist.
They are bad gist.
Far out.
That's bleak.
That's bleak for shopping centers, man.
Also, another con. Embarrassing to be caught in.
Because you're shopping. Yeah, you don't want people to know.
Same vibe as being caught in a video game store.
Absolutely.
Like I don't want people knowing that I need to get things.
You want eggs? You suck.
Oh, it's so embarrassing.
Hey, brother, take those eggs you're shopping for and shove them up your ass.
I'm sorry. I'll go home. That's what it feels like.
I think, honestly, ranking the top 3 most embarrassing.
Yeah.
Coming in at number 1, obviously shopping for a video game.
Yeah.
And this is close, but I think being caught at a shopping center comes in at number 2, and someone walking in while you shower is at number 3.
Yes, absolutely.
That's
absolutely
funny.
That's because like whatever. But buying eggs. Yeah. Oh my god.
Because what if you're buying eggs and they're buying something cool?
Like, yeah, they see you and like they judge you got 6 eggs, and they're thinking that's not many eggs. Or you've got 8 eggs, and they're like, why does this guy need that many eggs?
He's just one guy.
It's embarrassing.
Yeah. Jackson, these have been some very good reviews.
Very solid. We're very good at reviewing games.
Yeah, but that's not always the case.
It doesn't come easy every day. That's true.
Because we famously, as the listeners know, have bad brains.
They are slow.
They're slow. They're unfocused.
Yeah.
They're unintelligent.
People have described me in the past as ox-like in the way I move through the world.
And we, obviously, because of that, have struggled to find... You're actually fiddling with stuff right now.
I am fiddling right now with a nugget, a nut or something. Not a nugget. I am fiddling right now. So it's hard to keep focused in this life, and it's hard to kind of remove distractions. That's true.
And we've been looking for a solution. Unfortunately, you haven't taken yours today, which is why you're fiddling with a nut.
Yeah, it's true. It's true.
And that solution.
Yeah, a little thing we're talking about. A magic elixir of ours.
A little shot that will improve your mornings and make your concentration so much better.
Yeah, called Magic Mind.
So we started drinking these green shots in the morning and love them.
Yeah, that's true. They're great. They're really good to have with a coffee because a coffee will typically make me very anxious.
And like, unfocused.
And unfocused. A coffee will stress me out, but yet I must have a coffee every morning.
Yeah, that makes sense.
But the Magic Mind comes with a bunch of sort of some of the ingredients that sort of calm that anxiety.
Yeah.
And so they kind of just like, in a way, they let the caffeine in the coffee do its thing without making me so very stressed.
Yeah, and obviously with Magic Mind, we went through an entire box.
We did. That's true.
So we've been drinking it for days. And Jackson, there's been some pretty huge benefits. Like you were saying, I also have drank less coffee, which is good because I drink too much coffee.
Absolutely. You love a coffee in the morning and then sometimes a Coke. And then,
well, no, often
Coke
I find
with lunch and then on the way home sometimes a Coke.
So often I will start my day with a coffee and then before I leave the house, have a second coffee.
Yes, okay.
Get to the studio, probably have a sparkling water and then after that a Coke.
Yeah.
Then... yeah, another Coke with lunch.
A lot of caffeine.
And then sometimes a late afternoon coffee if I'm a bit sleepy.
Yes. So, well, what's...
Well, Magic Mind has really helped me cut down on that. And shockingly, it's also helped me sleep better.
Yeah, it's got a bunch of benefits. Helps us focus. Like if I'm editing, sometimes I'll have one just beforehand so that I can kind of really knuckle down and not get the... I mean, because editing, the trick about editing is you're already on the computer.
Yeah.
So if you just alt-tab out of whatever you're editing.
Don't even need to alt-tab sometimes. Sometimes you just have to have not opened the screen big enough and you can see what's behind it.
Suddenly like, oh, you're on YouTube.
There? Yeah.
And you're searching Guy Smashes Toy Pig with Hammer and seeing what comes up.
But thanks to the nootropics inside of Magic Mind, it's allowed us to stay focused and relaxed at the same time.
Yeah, it's been fantastic. It's got a bunch of great ingredients like matcha, which still has a little bit of that caffeine, but just like slightly less. And then accompanied with all the other ingredients, it means that, you know, you can kind of keep going.
Matcha is a slow release energy boost too. So like, you're not just like, whoa!
Whoa!
Oh. You're like, you're a bit, like, whoa.
Plus it's got some ashwagandha.
Which famously is an adaptogen that is very fun to say.
Yeah. Oh, ashwagandha is great to say.
It's good to read too.
And it reduces stress and the aforementioned anxiety.
So you should have a Magic Mind, drink it, and then say ashwagandha out loud.
Ashwagandha!
You'll feel good saying it. You'll feel good because it's in you.
Exactly. It's fantastic.
So obviously Magic Mind has worked for us, and we'd really encourage you to try it out as well if you've been having trouble being at 100% most days.
Very true.
Or some days.
Yeah.
Or just every now and then.
Yeah, it doesn't have to be, you know, this is, you don't have to be freaking out 24/7 to be using Magic Mind. It's just a helpful thing to chuck into your daily routine.
I would say it's a total game changer.
I would say that too.
And this is a gaming podcast, so that's a relevant thing to say.
It's good to change the game every now and then.
And
if you get bored of San Andreas.
Listeners, you're all gamers, so you know how important game changers can be. So if you're like us and you want to try this out, we highly recommend you go to magicmind.com/thumbcramps.
Mm-hmm. That's MAGICMIND and thumbcramps.
.com.
.com.
/
thumbcramps.
Same way it's spelled in the title.
Exactly.
And you can join a community of go-getters. If you use our discount code thumbcramps20, you can get up to 50% off in your first subscription for the next 10 days or 20% off your first one-time purchase. And we cannot stress enough that the 50% code only works for 10 days, so go quick.
Hurry now. Yeah, while stocks last. Get into it.
So there's more information on Magic Mind in the show notes.
If you want to be focused like us, that's the place to go.
Yeah, I really wish we had Magic Mind today.
Yeah.
I miss it.
We're out.
Jackson, is there someone at the door?
Oh, yeah, hey.
Oh, my God.
Hey, everybody, it's me, Mr. Eggs.
Mr. Eggs?
Hi, that's Mr. right. Eggs.
I'm Mr. Eggs, and I got some eggs for you today. I'm with Big Chicken, and I lay the eggs, and then you get the eggs.
Oh, my God, Mr. Eggs.
That's the deal.
My egg is hatching, whoa, and oh, my God, it's an ad.
That's right, because an ad is my wife.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Okay, I gotta go. See you around.
Goodbye, Mr. Eggs.
Did he? An ad is his wife.
An ad is Mr. Eggs' wife. What the hell?
What could that mean?
It's kind of like a guy giving birth to a baby, and he's like, "Yeah, my name's Mr. Baby." Like you, Jackson.
Yeah, I am Mr. Baby. That is Mr. Baby. Mr. Baby is my father's name. Call me Jackson Baby.
Now it is time to head over to the Thumb Cramps inbox. Emails are flying. Now, we got two things to address straight off the bat. Because last week we put out two calls to actions. One, someone emailed us and said, "What is Dapto?" And we said, What the hell is Dapto?
Great question.
Well, then we got, no exaggeration, 15 to 20 emails about Dapto. We
explaining did Dapto what Dapto is?
All right.
Dapto, because the email that asked what Dapto was.
Yeah.
Had no explanation, and Jackson and I couldn't figure out if we had said something that sounded like we said Dapto.
Yeah.
If it was a reference to something we didn't understand, or if they were setting us up for Dapto D's nuts.
Yeah, yeah, that was our feel. That we were going to get D's nutsed.
But we got a lot of emails.
Okay.
So many. Dapto is simply a town in New South Wales.
Okay. Well, now that person who emailed us before, they have their answer finally.
Well, I can actually... did get a response from them.
Okay. What is it?
So this is from Henry, who was the Dapto emailer.
Yeah.
Sorry for the confusion. Thought it was hilarious. You guys have never said Dapto, but I thought it might be something you guys know. Here's the story. I was planning an Australian trip in a coffee shop with my best friend and talking about what cities we want to see. When the gentleman next to us finished his coffee, he said in a strong Australian accent, "Have fun in my country, but just remember, don't ever go to Dapto." Obviously, Dapto is a city, but what is it? Yours truly, Henry. It's a rough city.
Yeah, it's not great, is what I hear about Dapto. It really feels like it's a Dapto these nuts situation. Every time I say it, like Dapto...
These nuts!
Dapto, something about your toes? I don't know.
Know when you dap someone up?
Oh, yeah. Dap toe.
You're dapping them up with your toe.
Yeah, you're giving them the dap toe. Yeah.
The other thing we got a lot of emails about,
yeah,
no exaggeration, 15 to 20, is we asked our listeners, should you be clicking nonstop in Dota 2?
Yes, that's right.
And we got quite a lot of follow-ups. And I just want to say that Jackson, last week, to fill you in a little bit.
Yeah.
The reason no one was using voice chat is because you were playing against bots, which is what Dota 2 does when you first start playing the game. And that's why all the chat messages seemed...
Right.
Exactly
the same. Why nobody heard me when I said, "What up, gamers?"
Yeah.
Because they weren't real.
They were robots.
Yeah, okay. Well, now I know.
Clicking nonstop is good because if you just click where you want to go, you're walking in a straight line, very easy to kill. Where if you're clicking nonstop, you zig and you zag.
Yeah, that's probably why I died so much.
Also, clicking can cancel attack animations.
Yeah.
Save them frames.
Well, this is good to know, but I will never play Dota 2 again. So, you know, in a way, it's worthless to know.
And finally,
I'll never play it at all.
Yeah, that's exactly. Fair. I got gifted Dota 2 by one of your co-workers about 10 years ago, Ruby, and I never played it.
And you never will.
Who?
Steph. I don't remember how it happened.
Oh.
But yes, Steph sent me a Steam code for Dota 2 when you had to pay for it still. Sorry, Steph. Never played
it. No, yeah,
that
it didn't happen.
That is so wild.
Yeah.
Weird.
Yeah. I can't remember how that... This is
small world.
Pre-podcast 2, I'm pretty sure. It's definitely pre-thumb cramps. I can't remember how it happened.
Weird.
Do I know her in real life? No.
Maybe you should play it.
Yeah.
Nah.
Do it for hacks. And finally, the only part of... last part of housekeeping for today's episode, and I think this one is very, 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 very important.
Mm-hmm.
So last week we had an email from Trevor.
Yeah.
Trevor said, "Hey, I crashed my car listening to Pocket Buds."
Yes.
"I am in hospital and have ridden off my car. I love Pikmin 4.
Is he okay?
Yeah, he's fine.
He's fine. He's doing awesome. Don't worry about it.
He's fine.
So he said he hadn't played games for ages, but listens to Thumb Cramps and therefore listened to Pocket Buds.
Mm-hmm.
And the last game he bought was Pikmin 4, and he'd become obsessed.
Yeah.
So when he was resting up from his car accident, he was playing a lot of Pikmin 4. Got obsessed with it, wanted to buy merch.
Yeah.
And we said, "Hey, if you can't find merch, make your own." Yeah. And then we pitched some really good merch ideas.
Some very funny merch ideas.
If you follow us on Instagram, you would have seen one of them posted with last week's episode. But it was basically a red Pikmin, low quality, stretched width-wise, and just said Pikman.
Yeah, it's good stuff.
Anyway, Trevor had a lot of free time, so he threw up four designs on Redbubble. They're labeled Pikman Red, which is the...
stretched red Pikman, yeah.
Yep. Pikman Blue.
Yeah, which is... got a background, which is great. It's very funny. So it's in a square on all the merch you can get it on.
There's one called Pikmin Balls.
Yeah.
So that one doesn't even say Pikman. It just flat out says Pikmin in the title, but it doesn't appear on the design. The design is a yellow Pikmin, and it just says balls underneath.
It's very good.
And finally, Pikman Nut, which is a picture of a red Pikmin standing next to a nut that you would find in a toolbox. And it just says Pikman.
If you want Pikman merchandise,
it's in the show notes.
It's in the show notes.
Because we are going to link to Trevor's store.
As a way of saying sorry for making you crash your car. Everybody go get some Pikman merch. We think it's awesome. We love it.
But can you be held responsible?
No.
No.
I don't think you can. Sorry to Trevor. And like, look. That rocks so hard. But unfortunately, I don't think the boys can be legally liable.
We couldn't be sued.
Because it'd be the same as like just really going hard to that one song by Rascal Flatts that was in Cars.
Yeah.
And then crashing your car.
Yeah.
And then trying to take Rascal Flatts to court.
Yeah. Because, you could never take Rascal down.
You could never take Rascal down.
Yeah.
Yeah. They'd flatten you.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
So in the link that Trevor sent us, they sent a follow-up email saying, just an update on me, recovering well, and I'm now back to work. Is totaled, though. Rest in peace.
I'm glad to hear that. I'm glad not about the car, but I'm glad you're okay, Trevor.
I am glad the car's wrecked. It could go to hell, Trevor. Anyway, we bought some Pikman merch, and we encourage you to do the same, because money goes to Trevor,
who
needs a new car.
Yeah.
And speaking of car accidents, this one's from Nick, who states that they're not a coward. So let's hear that not a coward alarm. Nick says, subject, hit by a car while listening to Thumb Cramps.
No. What's wrong? None of our listenership pay attention.
Morning video game boyfriends and whoever the guest is that's made their way onto the podcast this week. While listening to Thumb Cramps' email section last week, I thought about how embarrassing it must have been to be in a car accident whilst listening to Thumb Cramps. Again, just quick clarification. It was actually Pocket Buds that they were listening to when they crashed the car, but we were on it.
Yeah, it was us. Yeah.
I must have tempted fate.
It was Pocket Buds?
Yeah.
Yeah, they crashed their car listening to Pocket Buds. Yeah, you're responsible. No.
It's your bad.
Now I feel guilty.
They're suing your Rascal Flatts.
Oh, now I'm Rascal Flatts.
So yeah, we were on the episode of Pocket Buds, but yeah, it was Pocket Buds, which is hosted by Ruby, and they got in the car's a ride off. So I'm going to guess semi-serious car accident.
Yeah.
Anyway, back to Nick's email. I must have tempted fate because almost immediately after having that thought, I was hit by a car while crossing crossing.
Wow.
No.
Wow.
Because this car had a higher hood than usual, it caused my earbuds to fling out and bounce away. I should mention that the car I was hit by was an ambulance.
What the hell?
And then they say in brackets, I work at a hospital. It's not like that I stepped out in front of an ambulance with patients in it.
Wow, that's amazing.
Someone saw my earbuds have been flung out and suggested turning my phone volume, my phone to full volume to help find them. But I was worried that I'd be suddenly blasting something about hoovering come out of a pussy or Wreck-It Ralph fanfic.
Yeah, that's
I said a risk. They were disconnected and wrote them off as lost. I am now at home on extended paid leave with a cracked rib, but I do get to spend more time with my son, who Jackson might remember as the baby that watched his Dark Souls stream.
Whoa.
So maybe this was all a blessing in disguise.
That's crazy. I do remember that baby.
Anyways, I hope no other terrible accidents befall the Krampus audience. Much love, Nick.
Wow.
Rest up, Nick. And listeners, if you want to send us an email, make sure you are away from a road first.
Yeah, please do not get hit by a car. That's our request to you.
Jackson's only been hit by one car.
Yeah.
And now we've had two listeners hit by cars.
That's enough.
That's enough.
I'm putting a stop to it.
Good. I'm glad you're putting your foot down.
Yeah, I've had enough.
So if you want to send us an email, you can hit us up at thumbcrampspod@gmail.com.
Mm-hmm.
And also, it's
another little cheeky thing we do.
Yeah, which is something that Will's done, which is head to your podcast app of choice. Give it 5 stars.
Yeah, you have to.
Then write a review. Unless it's an app that doesn't let you write a review, then just give it 5 stars and move on.
Move on with your life. Yeah.
So Will says 5 stars.
That's good. Great start.
The number one podcast for sickos.
Yeah, big time.
It's true.
I haven't played a game for about 10 years, but I still listen to this beautiful pod. I'm one of what I assume is many dirty sickos and freaks who listen to this fetish content. Listen now, you pervert.
Hell yeah. Horned up.
Yeah, that's good. That's good.
I think so.
I like to think that you've got like multiple listeners who haven't played a video game like 10 years, who just live vicariously through you guys playing video games.
Yeah,
I think that's a good chance.
Yeah, I feel like that's a thing.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Yeah, I also think there's a big chunk, like if it was a listenership pie, don't let us know if you're on this part, but people just listen to this to jack off their dick.
Maybe.
Could be.
Fair enough.
Demographic pie chart.
Yeah, I reckon at least 15%. I listen to Thumb Cramps because I want to jack off my dick.
Yeah, I think this is really...
I don't want to know, but I also like kind of do...
infinitely
like,
curious.
If someone hypothetically... I mean, like, don't do this. Okay, don't... If you're listening, don't do this. And don't send an email about it. But hypothetically, I'd love... Like, if someone did...
Yeah.
Like, jack off to the podcast. I'd love to know how long it takes.
Mm. I reckon you got to actually come. Edit yourself the whole episode until we're saying goodbye.
That being said,
don't tell us.
Don't email. Don't tell us.
I'm looking forward to next week's 5-star review that says, jacked my dick off to this.
It took me this many minutes to come.
Well, it's good if it's a review because then that's public.
That's true. Everyone can see.
Yeah, it's not just us.
True. You got to sign it.
Yeah.
True.
It'll be linked
not
to
not a
your
coward
account.
Mode.
Yeah. Well, on that note, Ruby, thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks.
Where can we find you? And tell us a little bit about this podcast you host.
Yeah, what the heck?
Well, you definitely won't find me at a shopping center, or you might, and I won't be looking very happy about it.
That's fair.
But you can also find me on, I mean, there's a few different platforms, but you can find me on Twitch not every Thursday night. I mean, like, our show, Back Pocket, happens every Thursday night. Sometimes I'm on it, sometimes I'm not, just because we got too many talented people able to be on the show. But I'm sometimes on every Thursday night, 7 p.m., so you should watch anyway if I'm not on it, because it's fun. And then I also do a podcast, Pocket Buds, where I talk to my friends about shit. Video games mainly, but also, like, other stuff, and just, like, related stuff. Today's episode, if you listen to this on Friday, today's episode is with Chantel Ryan, who is the lead developer of Dark Web Streamer.
Cool.
And we're talking about the dark web and kind of like the horrors of early internet.
That's
awesome.
Also her game and very specifically about that guy who managed to eat a guy after meeting him on a forum. And then in court, his defense was like, well, the guy consented. Let me eat him.
Yeah. That's awesome.
So we had a chat about him.
Yeah.
Sorry, keep going. I wouldn't interrupt.
What is the best part of that story?
The best part of that story is that the fetish for the guy that was getting eaten was like, I want someone to eat my dick.
Yeah.
And then they cut off his dick and they tried
to shared
eat it.
Yeah.
But
they jeffed up cooking it though, didn't they?
Yeah, so they tried to eat it raw, it was too rubbery.
Yeah.
Then they fried it up, got distracted and burnt it, and then tried to eat it and it was like kind of inedible. To eat, so they gave it to their dog.
That's awesome.
But yeah, we talked about all types of horrific shit. But it was a really nice chat, and it's crazy because Chantal's got like a real smooth voice.
Mm.
So like hearing her talk about very dark and spooky things is quite good. But that's Pocket Buds. That's out every Friday at 10 a.m. And then what else do? I think I'm streaming again.
Nice. That's awesome.
Yeah. I just need my setup to be a bit more gamer. I'm also about to move, so like I can't.
You can't properly.
There's a lot going on in the world of Ruby.
Yeah.
I'm a busy girl.
People should follow you on Instagram and keep up to date with whenever you decide you're getting back into streaming.
Yeah.
Yeah. You can find me on Twitter at RubyInnis, but yeah, who knows how long that'll last.
Yeah,
and then also Instagram, which I still don't really use that much. I'm just kind of hoping, similar to like how the state of the world is right now, with Twitter, I'm kind of just like hoping out of nowhere it just goes back to normal.
Yeah, it fixes itself. That would be nice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, we'll
it
see.
Won't.
probably not, but still.
Who knows? But for now, you can find me on Twitter. I'm not calling it X. Instagram.
Hell yeah.
Hell yeah. Well, thank you so much for joining us, Ruby. And gamers,
always
I hope you're having a very good Goodgist.
Yes, me too.
And we'll see you next week for some more Goodgist action, where we dare to ask, are these games Goodgist?
Hey, brother, these games freaking Goodgist?
Dude, I don't even know!